Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it rude to place your foot in an airplane on the bulkhead? In other words, you have that front row. There is nothing in front of you but the wall. And then to stick your foot up on that as you're flying around the country.
That's so funny because a friend of mine just sent me a picture from her flight going home Saturday morning saying this is not okay of a person doing that. Now, granted, their foot was bare. I know.
Well, I mean, what's worse, though? A dirty bottom of a shoe that's walked through God knows what when you go through the airport or barefoot? I don't think one's any worse than the other, to be honest.
I think you, by the tone of your voice, we know what you feel about this.
Producer Jessica, what is your take on it?
That one doesn't bother me as much as, like, people that put it the foot up in between seats and are, close to my face. It's okay. Not near my face, so I'm not as mad about it.
Well, listen, no one should be putting their foot up on the back of a, or the side of a seat where you're going to be anywhere near anyone. That's not okay.
I'm going to go ahead and channel my inner Tammy with my answer. Because we don't know what this person's situation is. Maybe he has or she has a leg issue, a cramping issue. Yeah, I have been on a plane when I was just off of back surgery. I'm not sure you remember, but I had back surgery.
Do you remember that, Jess? I hardly remember.
So weird.
But in all seriousness, about a few months after I was able to get back to work, you and I were on an airplane together, and sitting for a long period of time was my kryptonite.
And so you had to get up and stretch. I get that.
I had to get
but
up all the time.
Just the one foot up, I don't know.
I'm just thinking. But I see it too often that it can't always be that way. It really just goes hand in hand with people thinking they can do whatever they want on airplanes.
Well, I have a problem with the dirty shoe on that. That's what bothers me. Because, like, if you're getting into your seat, you know, your arm could rub on that.
If you were a flight attendant.
And I don't want to call you out, John.
Ooh.
But.
What did I do? I've never done that before.
But I witnessed this when we left work the last time I was here together. You take your foot and you push the button for the elevator. The same button that people put their hand on.
I'm practicing my leg lifts. What's wrong with that? It's a little exercise. It's my way of keeping
fit. Do you want to touch the bottom of my shoe? It's what it reminded me of when I saw this guy. I'm like, oh my God, it's just like when John kicks the button.
Oh, it's not just like that. It is not. Seriously, how is this about me now? I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah, people put their hands on that every day, John, and you put the bottom of your shoe on it.
I would like to think that the bottom of my shoes are a lot cleaner than most people's hands in this building. Have you seen some of the people that work here?
You know what?
I've never really thought about it. But you're, now that you say it that way, I will not do it because it is kind of gross.
Anyway, I put the picture of the person I'm foot shaming on KSON and John and Tammy's Instagram, so you can chime in what you think.
Coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, we tackle a very important issue: the most popular breakfast cereal of all time.
Ooh.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.